I soon began to resent the intrusion, and was longing to return to my apartment. The woman noticed the book that I had set aside in order to talk with her. It was a battered old copy of The Noctuary of Time, and she picked it up, turning the pages with curiosity.
"I love this stuff," she said. "I have done for as long as I can remember. When I was, around 4 years old, I found a copy of Struwwelpeter amongst the books in the local library. The pictures started off my obsession with weird horror."
"And now that you're older?" I asked.
"I read the European writers, the ones whose work deals with cruelty and pain, the likes of Hans-Heinz Evers, Stefan Grabinski, and Leonid Andreev. Are you familiar with their fiction?"
"I am indeed," she laughed.
"I think my reading habits have contributed to my insomnia, you know. When I do sleep, some of the dreams I have are quite awful."
"Mine too, but at least I can use them. I write."
"Really? Have you had anything published?"
"Just a couple of slim books of weird tales. They weren't very successful, but they did bring me some little recognition amongst those who read such works. Just lately I haven't written a great deal. I've been trying to finish something that I began just after my accident."
"What is it called?"
"The working title is The Dybbuk Pyramid."
"I'd love to read it," she offered.
"I don't know. It needs more work. Though I can't quite see what to do with it at the moment."